Newmarket's Fred Thompson has seen thousands of students express themselves at the Newmarket School of Fine Arts. Offering programming for people of all ages, Thompson has been at the school for decades, first as a teacher and the past decade as the school's owner. But after more than 20 years serving local artists, the school is closing, with its programming to halt after March break this year. It's a strong community. From the point of view of what it does to them, the students, that doesn't make me happy, Thompson said. The Newmarket School of Fine Arts community is expressing some sadness as the school prepares to close its doors. It will mark the end of a long history of the school in the community, which has offered a range of art programs over the years, including painting, mixed media, and sculpture since 1992. Thompson, 73, said he had to decide what to do with his lease to the building expiring in May. With the landlord planning to significantly raise rental costs, Thompson said he decided it would be better to retire, with the increased rent not affordable for the business operations. Landlord wants an outrageous amount of money, I'm not doing that, he said. I'm at a stage of my life where I'm ready to retire. I'm ready to focus on my own paintings. I need to see my grandchildren more. I need to do some travel. The Newmarket School of Fine Art began in 1992 and has also doubled as an art store. Founded by Martin and Rita Price, Thompson was a teacher from close to the school's founding. When the pair decided to depart, Thompson bought the school from them and has kept it running for the past 10 years. Although some students could see it coming given Thompson's age, he said there was a bit of shock to students when they heard the news. A little bit, what are we going to do? He said. They come in to learn to paint, but they make close friends while they're here. Some people who have been painting 21 years together. Student Bernard Mayer said it is unfortunate for the students of the school. The students will certainly miss Fred's encouragement in painting come time to say goodbye to this great Newmarket experience, Mayer said. Thompson said it is the people who you get to meet that has kept him part of the school for so long. It's interacting with people. There's so many interesting people that come through these doors with different backgrounds. People who think they can't paint, but do so. They surprise themselves with what they can do, he said. I don't make them paint like me, I try to make them paint like them. Those are the things I'll miss, he added. It's the people, it's not this place.